Can you imagine what would happen had they caught them praying? 700 kids in Georgia they put in jail in one day. Can you see this little old hillbilly walking up to the sergeant and say, "Sergeant, put me in jail, by golly. I killed my mother, my father, and all my kids and my wife." Sergeant say, "Cool it, baby, we overcrowded." Yeah, it's getting so you can't hum no more. I was down the loop the other day just humming, minding my own business, doing a little old shopping. Seven cops was following me. I got ready to walk into Walgreens. Cops said, "Hey, you're not one of them freedom riders." I said, "Who in the hell want to integrate Walgreens?" Of course, now, don't get me wrong, we doing all right. You heard what Bobby Kennedy said, that 30 years from this year, a Negro can become president. Wouldn't that be swinging? Wouldn't that be the damnedest? Can't you just imagine me president? And you back here in Chicago got a lot of problems, and you decide to call the White House, and I pick up the phone and say, "Hey, baby." Wouldn't that be wild? Boy, if I was president of this country, I'd bring Khrushchev over here and give him some chitlins, and he'd give us Berlin back. So we don't have to worry. But we have problems all over the world today because men cease to be individuals. Yeah, we like to identify with everything other than ourselves. We like to identify with groups, religions, races. You hear it every day. I'm Italian, I'm German, I'm Negro, I'm Jewish. So what? Do you realize when you identify with anything other than yourself first as an individual, oh, you have a cheap way out for a lot of your own shortcomings? Did you know that? I just talked to a friend of mine in Chicago.